The Sierra Club recently ranked college campuses across the nation on their sustainability efforts and green initiatives.
The Sierra Club invited four-year campuses to enter the competition. The group looked at several areas ranging from on-campus gardening projects to renewable energy and alternative transportation options, as well as their course offerings.
Coming in at number three in the Sierra Club rankings is the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh.
Joining us now to talk about their efforts there is Brian Kermath. He's the Sustainability Director for UW Oshkosh. Brian, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. A pleasure to be here.
So you applied for this. A surprise to get to such a high honor. 150 or 180 some schools applied, and UW Oshkosh, number three in the nation.
Well, sure, it was a bit of a surprise in some ways, but we worked hard at rising through the ranks over the years, and I'm not entirely surprised that we made it that far.
We'll get into some of the specifics, but generally, how did sustainability become a priority there?
Well, it goes back to about the year 2000 when a number of students on campus requested that the university undergo some environmental audits. And those audits led to some discoveries where we could save energy, a significant amount of energy, which would also result in money savings as well. And after those audits were completed, the university decided, hey, this is an area where, you know, we can really make some progress and make a name for ourselves
and
do the right thing.
As I read those Sierra Club rankings, that's one of the categories where UW Oshkosh did really well, was energy conservation. Can you talk about some of the things you've done, some of the practical steps you've taken there to try to save energy?
Yeah, exactly. And going back again to early 2001, somewhere in there, one of the things that we could really make progress on quickly was to upgrade lighting. And so lighting was a main target. Later on, we brought in Johnson Controls, which is a Wisconsin-based Fortune 500 company, to help us make progress with other kinds of energy efficiency equipment, pumps, air handlers, HVAC systems, and things like that. So we did an awful lot of that. We're now saving approximately $300,000 a year through those initiatives and lots of energy. And it also results in a reduction in our greenhouse gas emissions. We've also embarked on renewable energy installations on campus. We have, I think it's the largest concentration of solar thermal panels in the state on a state facility. We have about 300 panels. We have about 220 panels, photovoltaic panels, which generate electricity. And we now have three biodigesters that generate electricity, convert wastes, organic waste, into methane gas. We burn the gas and generate electricity.
And you mentioned, Brian, saving, I think, $300,000 a year from those energy conservation efforts. Were there a lot of upfront costs? Was it a hurdle to overcome to get to that point where you could save that much annually?
Well, that's a good question. So initially we saw the opportunities and we said, wow, it's going to cost a lot of money. Fortunately, what's happened over the last several decades is that companies such as Johnson Controls have seen opportunities to come in and help institutions like universities to make those kinds of investments when the institution itself doesn't have the money for the upfront cost. So Johnson Controls, for example, puts the money up to make the upgrades, and then the university repays the debt through savings. Once the debt is paid, then the university realizes the full amount of the savings. So it's really a fabulous mechanism. They're usually referred to as power purchase agreements or performance contracts. And we've taken advantage of a number of them. We're actually entering into phase four with Johnson Controls on performance contracts.
So that's energy savings. Water savings also were ranked highly by the Sierra Club. What have you done to conserve water on your campus?
We replaced over 2,000 plumbing fixtures, toilets, and sink fixtures and shower heads. And we basically cut in half our consumption of potable water. And as a result, that saves us about $135,000 a year in water costs and heating costs to heat water for the hot water.
We're talking to Brian Kermath. He's the sustainability director for UW Oshkosh. The campus was recognized number 3 in the nation for environmental sustainability efforts. Let's get to course offerings. That was part of what they were looking at, of course. They're looking at universities here and whether sustainability classes are offered. They noted that students there at UW Oshkosh volunteered in an urban agriculture program, a growing Oshkosh, as part of one of the classes. How did that come about?
Well, okay, so, you know, over the years, faculty usually teach classes that are relevant to things that are happening in society, and so there have always been a number of, you know, really good courses on this campus related to sustainability, and there continues to be. But a couple of years ago, the university embarked on a revised general education program, and that program is called the University Studies Program. And it has three what we call signature questions that all students must take. One of those signature questions deals with sustainability, and some of those courses require the students to become involved in community projects. And the one that you just referenced was actually through a sustainability course in the general education program offered by a business professor who had partnered with a local organization called Growing Oshkosh. And Growing Oshkosh is involved in community garden development. They're planting gardens on local schools. And downtown, they have a small farm, essentially an urban farm, where they are producing fresh organic produce. And so our students got to help out with that project. It was a great learning experience.
In general, have students on the campus been pretty involved in these sustainability efforts?
Well, yeah, as I said, I think the impetus for much of this around 2000 came from students, and the students have been an integral part of keeping things going, I think, on this campus. UW Oshkosh is really pretty unique, if I might just take a second here. Oftentimes what you find on campuses is that there is, a critical mass of students that's driving it, or a group of faculty, or perhaps staff members, or maybe it's being led by the administration. At Oshkosh, we have a really good network across campus. That critical mass includes people from all constituencies on campus. And so, yes, students are involved, but they work very cooperatively with faculty, staff, and the administration.
Looking ahead, Brian, what are some of the next steps for sustainability at UW Oshkosh?
Well, one of our commitments that we signed on to in 2007 is called the American College and University President's Climate Commitment. I know that's a mouthful, but and that commitment pledges us to become what is known as climate neutral within the next 10 to 15 years. And climate neutral means that we need to reduce our emissions of fossil carbon to zero by the commitment date, and we're making good progress on it, but we still have a lot to do, and so that's going to be a big part of our focus is doing more with renewable energy, doing more with buying green energy credits, which is essentially a premium on your electricity purchase that goes into an investment pool to build wind turbines, for example, in the state. So that's going to be a big part of it. But we also need to continue to build our academic side. It includes this new university studies program, more course offerings. Perhaps we'll see a sustainability major of some kind in the not-too-distant future. And more research. We're going to work hard to provide incentives for faculty to get involved in more sustainability-related research. We already have a lot, but there's a lot more to do, and I think we can make tremendous headway in that area as well.
And do you have other campuses or even other institutions coming to you saying, hey, how are you doing this? What can we learn from you?
Well, yeah, sure. We participate in a number of organizations related to sustainability on campuses, and we give regular presentations at those conferences. One of my bosses, the Vice Chancellor for Administrative Services, recently gave a webinar to his peers across the country on how we do it, how we've been able to do it. And let me just stress there, one of the important points in doing it is to partner with the right kinds of organizations and companies in particular.
Brian, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Brian Kermath. He's the Sustainability Director for UW Oshkosh. Their campus was recently recognized by the Sierra Club as one of the most environmentally sustainable in the nation.